Welcome, and thanks for stopping by. Today we'd like to talk about something a little different than business. We'd like to talk about the concerns we have with many of the veterans in our country either looking to or having committed suicide. It's a national tragedy. And it's gotten worse, I think, since the pandemic for a host of different reasons. And the concern that we have is that many of the veterans who are taking their lives aren't doing it in a vacuum, that there are people surrounding them, neighbors, friends, even family, that may be aware, that, or business associates, that may be aware that something's going on, but either don't know what to do about it or don't want to get involved. And it's the don't want to get involved that is a terrible issue to deal with, because there are people who just say, it's none of my business, and what can I do? Well, there are many things you can do. And it all starts with a phone call, which can be made to the VA to inform them that somebody may need help, or to a local organization that may be able to reach out to them without providing any information where it may come from, or the fact that you can actually knock on a door and say, hey buddy, what's up? How's it going? How about we have a cup of coffee? Looks like you kind of down and out a little bit. Yeah, we've all been there. Let's talk. So there are things that you can do if you want to. It's been said that anywhere from 12 to 15 veterans a day commit suicide. They're of all ages, all colors, all national origins, you name it, across the board. And many of them have a lifetime ahead of them, and they're cutting it short for many different reasons. Could be financial, could be personal, could be post-traumatic stress, could be a lot of different things, gambling, alcohol, drugs, you name it. When a service man or woman comes out of the service, there is a period of adjustment. That period of adjustment depends upon how well they were prepared for getting out. Sometimes there are some military units that take a stronger look at what's going on and see what they can do. Others, maybe not so much. A number of years ago, I had the pleasure of volunteering at a hotel in which 2,000 to 3,000 Marines were mustering out, or had been mustered out. And there were different groups and organizations, everything from the credit companies, you know, Experian, TransUnion, that kind of thing, to colleges, to you name it, all there, to see if they can reach out to the Marines that may be going through a tough time or not quite sure what they want to do. Maybe they can offer them some part-time position, or maybe they just need help and someone to talk to. Over the years, I've had the pleasure of working with many veterans, senior veterans and younger Marines, and Army, and Navy, and Air Force. And the one thing they all have in common is sometimes they don't want to reach out. It's very difficult to get someone to pick up a phone and say, hey, I need help. You can put all the posters up that you want, you can put all the signs up that you want, but sometimes it just takes somebody to care. You don't have to be a psychiatrist, a doctor, or an engineer, or a soothsayer. Just buying sometimes someone a cup of coffee and sit down and talk to them makes a difference. You never know. So if you know someone that needs help, reach out. Talk to the VA. Tell them what the story is. Talk to the organizations and groups in your community that may be able to help them. You can do these things confidential. You don't have to do anything. There's nothing wrong with someone picking up a phone and saying, hi, I'm a veteran volunteer. Just wanted to introduce myself. And, you know, maybe you want to have a cup of coffee and talk about things, or maybe we can help you in some way or get you some help that you may need. You know, there are people that may be concerned about you. Well, there are different approaches, but the hardest thing that we have found, and it hasn't changed, is for the veteran or the veteran's family to reach out and get the help either they need or their family member needs. So I want to thank you for this time and remind you that the men and women who served our military, our National Guard, our Reserve, our first-line responders, our nurses, doctors, technicians, hospital personnel. This past year has taken a lot of toll on them. Don't look the other way. Let them know thank you makes a difference. Let them know with a cup of coffee that you'd like to buy them. What's wrong with that? Sometimes all it takes is someone to care. It makes a big difference. So again, thank you very much for your time. And next session, we will get back to the world of business. But we wanted to take this break because it's important. And there are many, many, many thousands of volunteers, men and women, many servicemen and women, who are out there to help when the call it comes through. So take the time, find out, ask questions, knock on the door, buy a cup of coffee. Like I said, it makes a difference. It really does. Again, thank you very much, and be safe and happy.